fuck is up. I know I'm supposed instead of getting ready for bed, because this is way better, honestly. So, oh my god. So, Pickaxe Allen is a fucking good ship. Pickaxe Allen. Wait, is it Allen or Allen? I don't fucking know. No, I don't fucking know. No. I'm gonna release this I might actually upload this episode to YouTube and Facebook, and then you guys can criticize my pronunciation. Okay. Alright. Okay, so it is 10:00 PM and the power just went out like I don't fucking know. Instead of getting ready for bed, I'm just rambling about one of my OTPs. I'm rambling on about Pickaxe Allen or Allen, whatever. What's fucking ever, they're the same person. Then, but yeah, Pickaxe Allen is another one I shipped because of one of Charlie yet another one of Charlie Kowalski's Penny and Mitch videos. Which is a good kind of, which is, of course, in a good way. So we got the Penny and Mitch series. Yep, we got the Penny and Mitch series. It's two episodes in particular, where I think they were actually seen together in a couple of them, but I only knew two of them so far. Anyways, they were in the same episode as Penny. So yeah, they were next to each other, and Penny and Mitch go to summer camp for troubled teens, or get sent to summer camp for troubled teens. I don't fucking know what the episode name is anymore. No one was really got grounded on East, so then no one was seen together. I'm not sure. I know Peggy appeared in Penny Destroys the City. I know Allen appeared in the legging moment there, but we did get our, but let me tell you, Penny Destroys the City is one why my shipping priorities are so fucked up. Like, we got so many, I'm talking Kahuna, I'm talking Jindy, I'm talking Connie. Shipping name is, I'll also have to make one myself. Reacts Grammy, I'm telling you, why am I you guys are probably asking, Roblover, why the fuck are you shipping a saint with a literal bully? Well, I don't give a fuck, but okay, a lot of girls like bad boys, which is actually very true, because I actually heard stories of teenage girls actually rebelling against their parents because of their boyfriend. So here I am in this house, since I can't really get anyone else right now. I'm recording a podcast. So the TLDR here is I was recording this podcast for you guys instead of doing what my mom asked me to do. So now she's kind of pissed. I also probably stay up all night rambling about Leggy. So my mom's probably pissed, and I also stayed up all night talking about. And I also stayed up all night making that Man Burrow cream pie drawing. So, yeah, my mom is kind of pissed off at me. And this podcast is going to be explicit as hell. Let's be fair, all my podcast episodes, except for three of them are explicit as shit anyway. So, yeah, okay. So, yeah, whatever. And last part, you guys are going to pretend you didn't hear that. Okay, so my shipping priorities, as you guys know, are fucked up. Wait a second. What was the shipping we're gonna talk about? Allen X Peggy? We're talking about Allen X Peggy, okay. Getting back on topic now. So Allen X Peggy is the ship between women. As usual. It is the ship between an onion. Oh my god, I'm laughing my ass off. It is the ship between a Takamiya closer, sir, who debuted in Pablo and Pisa's Attack, and a cowgirl. So, it is also a ship between Western. And Onion Town bully. Oh my god. Also, maybe that's why Allen looked scary as fuck in Takamiya. That probably explains why Allen was scary as fuck. I mean, he was badass as fuck, guaranteed, but I don't know. So Peggy, okay, so I wonder if Peggy's parents are going after dating a bad boy. Are they gonna force her to break up with him and Peggy's gonna be like, is gonna shut the fuck up? And then when Ollie ends up crying, and when her parents end up crying their asses off, Ollie's gonna be like, probably because my girlfriend's tits are like an onion. Oh my god. Okay, shut the fuck up, Marissa, shut the fuck up. So, yeah, okay, so, what the fuck was I talking about again? I just got done rambling about Peggy X Olin. You guys want me to go on for, like, another 7 minutes? Because, if you guys want me to, that's fine. That's totally fine. I can play this intro song. Okay, let's get off into Tracy first. So I can play this intro song. Play this very famous intro song if you want me to. I can play it. And I'm live. I'm literally live right now. I can play the Pornhub intro right now if you want me to. Play right now. Damn, my Wi-Fi changed. Oh my god. Play the thing if you want me to. Dude, this is gonna be it, guys. This is gonna be. Every time I watch Penny Mitch video, especially one with Stray City now, this is it, guys. This is it. Damn, I got disconnected. Bunch of sex jokes? What? Okay, this is it, guys. That is it. We're playing this. Come on. We're playing it. Come on, we're playing it. Okay, this is what the beginning of Penny Mitch Stray City sounds before the actual video begins. Like, this is what I sound. This is literally the intro from a porn website. I don't give a fuck. Give a shit. We're on that. Like, who even gives a fuck at this point? So, we were talking about Rita. We were talking about Peggy X Olin. What else were we talking about? I had to sneeze here. Sorry about that. Oh, yeah, we were talking about Peggy X Olin. I played the Pornhub intro out loud for all you guys to hear, and I don't even know what the fuck I'm doing anymore. I'm just fucking around on my phone, making a podcast for you guys because I was fucking bored and I just don't give a fuck anymore. That's all. And besides, I don't even know what the fuck's been going on anymore. I mean, this is the new normal, guys. This is the new normal. Like, this is it. This is new normal. So let's see here. So let's list up all my OTPs that are super fucked up. Let's see here. Do I ship Manny of Alberto? Yup. Do I ship Clover Kahuna? Fuck yes. Do I ship Matt Grammy? Yup. Do I ship Rita with Grammy? Yup. Do I ship Rita with Marty? Yup. Ship Mitch with, yup. Is Mitch secretly gay for Grammy? The answer to that is fuck yes. Yes. Lenny X Johnny? Fuck yes. Yes. Slayer X Johnny? Also fuck yes. Oh no, this is getting worse. Prince X Taylor? Yup. Kari X Robbie? Yup. And of course, and Olin? Oh, to the fucking yeah. I obviously have more fucked up flipline OTPs, but I just listed some of them that were courtesy of prunes with Taylor, but aren't, they're almost next to each other, so I thought I shipped them. Also, be honest with you, it was because of Tier Wolves let fail the quest for 0 points video. Granted, he doesn't ship them, but I don't know. Mitch X Zoe was kind of because of a Penny Mitch video, kinda wasn't. Then Clover X Kahuna, Mandy X Alberto, Mindy X Johnny X Clara, and Peggy X Olin though, yeah, they were definitely because of a Penny Mitch video. Kari and Robbie, I'm not sure why I started shipping them. Yeah, I just shipped because I thought they would, because they always have a lot in common. The only myth is that Maggie doesn't bully Penny Mitch. She did get angry at Penny Mitch in like a couple episodes, but that was kind of for her. Like, Grammy, understandable reason. So, yeah. Yeah, kind of. Yeah, and Alberto Mackey, I'm done. I'm done. Okay, I'm done. Okay, yeah, so, okay, and Alberto and Manny were, like, literally unlocked next to each other in, like, two Papa Louie games. The first two Papa Louie games that they appeared in, that Alberto appeared in. And honestly, I thought it was wholesome. So, until he's fucking asshole that flip line had to do with the trademark asshole. Like, the hell? Hell, Minnie and Johnny, I'm not sure they're on lock next to each other. Clover and Kahuna were, which gives me another reason to ship them together, actually. There's way more to me shipping Clover and Kahuna than you thought there was. Like, Pancake's not pinging on. I'm not sure they're on lock together. I mean, they might have. I don't remember. I don't remember. They might have been on lock next to each other. Or wait a second. Hold on. Hold the fucking phone, Marissa. Hold the fucking phone. What about Papa's Freezeria? Hold on. Hang on. Wait. Huh? Dots connecting. Okay. Yes. So my dumbass just found out that Alan and Piggy. Were unlocked that Piggy and Olin were unlocked next to each other in Freezeria. I'm not sure. And they were unlocked before Clover was, and they were both unlocked before Clover was, which is kind of insulting, but also kind of wholesome. So who even gives a fuck at this point? I mean, I do. I do. So yeah. Okay. Yeah. So okay. Well, we just found out. Now what about? Okay. So we found out Clover and Kuna were unlocked next to each other. Were unlocked next to each other. We found out Olin and Piggy were unlocked next to each other. We found out that Manny and Alberto were unlocked next to each other in two games, so they had good shipping. So yeah, they had good shipping potential, and Flipline had to do with the shimmer. They're homophobic asshole, and steal and hijack Manny from Alberto, and they had to hijack Penny from both Tim and Marty, which I'll probably make a podcast episode about that in 2 days when this whole shitstorm is.